Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Aleph, 6 lines on the top of Daf Nun Aleph from an Aleph. And the Gemara will now go into great detail as to the Braisa that we just mentioned that began 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph Beis. Before we begin, let's just remember that we saw Machlekes in the Mishnah between the Tanakama and Rab Shimon. The Tanakama held that the order of the Abba Mises Bezdin from most Chomer to most Kal is Skila straight for Herig v'Chanek, and Rab Shimon held that straight for Skila, Chanek for Herig. Rashi in the Mishnah actually stated, V'naf Kaminal and However, as we saw on Daf Nun, there's actually another Daf Kamina, and as we know that in general, if a woman is Mizana, that if she's an Eshes Ish and she's in a Sua, then she'd be Chayev Chanek, and if she was in Nayim Rasa, then she'd be Chayev Skila. However, the Torah teaches us that a Bas Koyin is Chayev Sreifa, and therefore there would be enough Kamina between the Tanakam and Rab Shimon, as the fear of Shimon that holds that Sreifa is Mochama. So therefore, when the Torah tells us that a Bas Koyin receives Sreifa, it doesn't make a difference if the Bas Koyin was in the Sua, and if she was a Bas Yisrael, then her Misa should have been Chanek, or if she was a Nayim Rasa, and if she was a Bas Yisrael, then her Misa would be Skila. That the Torah tells us that instead of receiving Chanek or Skila, she would receive Sreifa, which is more Chomer. However, according to the Tanakama, so certainly a Bas Koyin that's Mizana, while she was an Eishes Ish and she was in the Sua, would be Chayiv Sreifa, as generally she would be Chayiv Chanek, and therefore we upgrade her Misa to Sreifa. However, if she was in Ayim Rasa, and even as Bas Yisrael, she would be Chayiv Skila, so certainly a Bas Koyin would not be Chayiv Sreifa, and certainly we would not downgrade a Misa from Skila to Sreifa, and therefore when the Torah tells us that Bas Koyin receives Sreifa, it's only referring to a Nesua, and it's not referring to an Ayim Rasa. And let's also keep in mind that the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph and Aleph will bring a third Shita, and this is the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, who we will see holds like Rabbi Elazar that Sreifa is more Chomer, and even so, based on the Xeris HaKosov, he holds that the only time that a Bas Koyin receives Sreifa is specifically by an Ayim Rasa, but if a Bas Koyin is in Nesua and is Mizana, she would not be Chayiv Sreifa. The Gemara will explain the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel on Daf Nun Aleph from Beis, and our Gemara now begins on Mamar that we previously learned in the Braisa that began 9 lines to the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph Beis, that the Pasuk in Pashas Emma states, Ubasish Koyin Kisecha Liznais Asaviyah Himachalelos Be'ishi Sarif, and the Braisa stated that since the Pasuk starts, Ubasish Koyin one may think that if a Bas Koyin is Michal Shabbos, she would be Chayiv Sreifa instead of Skila. And as we mentioned, that Ben Gaya Chil Shabbos, the Pasuk says, Michal Maisumas, and therefore the Braisa states that we may have a Havmina that this Pasuk is referring to a Bas Koyin that was Michal Shabbos, and she would be Chayiv Sreifa. However, our Gemara begins and is Chil Shabbos Baskili, that if someone's Michal Shabbos, they receive Skila. And since the Rabbanon hold that Skila is more common than Sreifa, then why would we have a Hamina that the Chiyav Misa for Bas Koyin that's Michal Shabbos will be downgraded from Skila to Sreifa? And the Gemara responds, Am Rava Hamani Rav Shimini, and Rava explains that in the Chinami, our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rav Shimon, the Am Sreifa Chamura, who holds that Sreifa is more Chamur, and therefore we would have a Hamina that maybe a Bas Koyin that's Michal Shabbos, her Misa will be upgraded, and instead of receiving Skila, she will receive Sreifa, which is more Chamur. And as the Gemara continues and explains the Hamina as Salka Dat Hamina, as one may have thought, Hoyel Va'achbu Rachman Bekhani, the Rabu Mitzvah Siseres, Tidim Misrefa, Kamash Blon, that since the Torah is Machmir Benegea Kohanim, as the Torah gave more Mitzvahs to Kohanim than Yisraelim, and for example, they have the Chiyuvim of the Avedus Beis Hamikdash, as well as Achilas Kotche Kotchim, and the Issa of Amona Gusha, and in Bas Koyin also has Mitzvah Siseres, as they're allowed to eat Shuma, and they can eat Kotche Kotchim. Therefore, maybe in the Gei Chil Shabbos, we upgraded the Chiyav Misa from Skila to Sreifa, and Kamash one, and therefore the Pasuk tells us, Ubasish Koyin Kisecha Liznais, that the Torah is only referring to a Chil of Znus, and not to Chil Shabbos. However, the Gemara is now bothered, Umayshna Minedi Dei, Bishlema, if the Pasuk is referring to Znus, so we can understand why the Torah is Machmer in the Gei Bas Koyin, and not in the Gei Koyin, as a Bas Koyin that's Mizana is Michal her father. However, if the Torah is referring to Chil Shabbos, so why would the Torah specifically tell us that the Chiyav Misa is upgraded by a Bas Koyin and not by a male Koyin? And the Gemara explains that in the Chinami we would have a Hamina as Sachdek the Hamina, Iu de Shtari Le Shabbos Legabe Avoido, He Kim Le Shtari Shabbos Legabo, Emo Tidim Misrefa Kamash Blon, that in the Chinami there is a Chiluk between a Bas Koyin and a regular Koyin, as the Issa of Chil Shabbos Benegea Koyin is not as stringent, and as we know, a male Koyin can do the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos as Avoid is Deicha Shabbos, therefore it makes sense why the Torah is not machmer on a koyin. However, since a bas koyin is never allowed to be mechal Shabbos, and even for avoda, because she doesn't do that avoda, we may have a havmina that if a bas koyin is mechal Shabbos, then she should be chayes shreifa, kamash blon, that the Torah is only speaking about snus and not about chil Shabbos. Ayin Rashi dima maschal iu ishtari Shabbos mishum hachi hechad le ishtari le miu le hichmela ayin sham. The Gemara continues and quotes from the Braisa, yochla filu pnuya, that one may have a havmina that even if a bas koyin is a pnuya and has a relationship with another man, that she would be chayu sreifa. And the Braisa tells us nemakan avia, that states benegei bas koyin the loshen avia, benemal alon avia, and also says benegei naim rasa the loshen avia, mal alon znus mzikas habal, afkan znus mzikas habal. And just like benegei naim rasa was specifically talking about a woman that is an ishish ish, therefore when it turns mechayu bas koyin sreifa, it's referring to a bas koyin that is an ishish ish. And our Gemara continues and asks that lechur, how can you have a havmina that a bas koyin that's a priya and has a relationship with another man would be chayis sreifa haliznais ksiv, that we just stated that the pasuk says kisecha liznais, and therefore it has to be a matzav of znus, and certainly a woman that's a priya that has a relationship with another man is not considered a zayna. And the Gemara explains kid Rabbi Leza, that in Chanami this price is going like the shita Rabbi Leza, the amma panu abal priya shloi l'shem ishus asa zayna, that if a woman that's not married has a relationship with a man shloi l'shem ishus, then she does become a zayna, and therefore when the pasuk states ubasish koyin kisecha liznais, the Gemara has a havmina that potentially the Torah is being mechadish to us that a bas koyin that's a pnuya that has a relationship with a man would be chayav sreifa. And ayin Rashi dima maskel haliznais ksiv upnuya lavs nushi, and a pnuya that has a relationship is not considered a zinus. The ain lashon zayna el shezinsa v'yotza mitachas bayil lachirim, that's only referring to a woman that strays away from her husband and she's zayna kamoy kizinisam el olakacha lashon meredes v'yotza mizel zeh. Rashi explains that where Beleza stated that she becomes a zayna li pasul minakuna, and she becomes pasul minakuna. For example, a kohen would not be able to marry her. In addition, if she's a bas kohen, then she would not be able to eat truma and almuz nus mikrei, and therefore we see that it is considered nus according to Rabbi Leza. The Gemara now continues and discusses the next part of the brisa, as the pasuk stated basish kohen kisecha liznais esavir himechalos beishdi sarif, and we just explained that we're talking about nus and we're referring to nus mzikas habal. The brisa asked oyeina ema avia el hoitzis kala adam, possibly the proper way to read the pasuk is we should make the comma after the word avia, and we should read the pasuk as follows: ubasish koyin kisecha liznais esavia, if a bas koyin has a relationship with her father, then himechalelis beishdi sarif, that is the only time that a bas koyin would be chayis sreifa. However, if a bas koyin that's married has a relationship with any other man, then maybe the chiyuv would not be sreifa, and maybe she would still have a regular chiyuv misas bezdin. And the brisa explained kishu ima himechalelis harekel adam amar hamani mekayim avia, and it must be that's being used for gzeir shava as nemakan avia v'nemal alon avia mal alon znus mzikas habal afkan znus mzikas habal, as we explained. And our Gemara now explains the question of the brisa, that the brisa stated ina ima avia el hoitzis kol adam, and the Gemara is elamai niu shizinsu me avia, and if you're telling me that Tatar is mechadish to us that if a bas koyin has nus with her father, then she'll be chayiv sreifa, so my iri bas koyin afilu bas yisrael nami, so what is the chiddush that a bas koyin that has a relationship with her father is chayiv sreifa, if every bas yisrael that has a relationship with her father is chayiv sreifa? The amurava amuli rabitzuk bavdimi asya hina hina asya zima zima, that based on the gzeir shava of the words hina and hina and the word zima zima, we learn out that every bas yisrael that has a relationship with her father is chayiv sreifa. And the exact limud is not relevant at this point, and we'll get back to this in a moment, but the Gemara's question is clear that lemaisa every bas yisrael that has a relationship with her father is chayiv sreifa, and therefore why would the Torah have to be mechadish to us that a bas koyin that's mezana with her father is chayiv sreifa? And the Gemara answers itrich that in Chanami the Braisa had to teach us this chiddush, as Sakhar Chamina, as one may have thought, kral la fuke midurava midigoli rachmana bas koyin v'loy bas yisrael kamash v'lon, that maybe although Rava brings a gzeir shava which seems to teach us that every bas yisrael that's mezana with her father is chayiv sreifa, but maybe that's why the Torah tells us that specifically a bas koyin that has a relationship with her father is going to be chayiv sreifa, but a bas yisrael that has a relationship with her father would not be chayiv sreifa. And in this way we will know not to learn the limud of Rava and Kamash 1, and therefore the Torah tells us he mechalelas that this pasha b'negia bas koyin is not referring to a case where a bas koyin was mezana with her father, but it's talking about a bas koyin that's mezana with any person, and therefore ein Nami, Rav is still correct that any Bas Yisrael that's Mizana with her father would be Chayav Sreifa. Before we continue, let's see Rashi do a maskal Asya Hina Hina, and Rashi brings the Psukim and Pashas Achrimais that Rav is discussing. The first Pasuk is in Perak Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud, and it states, Erev Bas Pinchoi, Bas Pitcha, Loisigala Avasa, Ke Avasa Hina, that the Pasuk tells us that a man can't have a relationship with his granddaughter, and the Pasuk doesn't mention that they are his granddaughters through marriage, and it's mashma that even if his son or his daughter were born out of wedlock and he wasn't married to their mother, that this issa would still apply. And yet in Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Pasuk states, Erevus Ishu Bita Loi Sigale, as Bas Binov, as Bas Bita Loi Sikach, Legalis Avasa, Shair Hena Zimahi. And in this Pasuk, the Torah specifically tells us that we're referring to Erevus Ishu Bita, and we're referring to a person's wife and his daughter or his granddaughters through marriage. Rashi brings down, Ksiv Bas Binoi, Bas Bita, Erevus Bas Binchoi, Bas Bitra, Ki Avasa Hena, Ksiv Bas Ishtoi, Shair Hena Zimahi, Mab Ishtoi, Asa Bita, Kabas Bita, Ksiv Erevus Ishu Bita Loi Sigale, as Bas Binov, as Bas Bita Loi Sikach, Legalis Avasa. So we see it's also for a man to have a relationship with his daughter or with his granddaughter, and Afkan, and also in the case where a person have a relationship with a granddaughter that was born out of wedlock, and the Torah doesn't mention that a person can't have a relationship with his daughter that was born out of wedlock. Lemais in both psukim, it uses the term hena, and therefore Afkan, chayv al bitoi, kal bas bitoi, and Rashi is bothered that why do we have to have a gzeir shava if the Torah we should be able to learn through a kal v'chayma, if the Torah teaches us that it's also for a man to have a relationship with his granddaughter that was born to him out of wedlock, then certainly it would be also for a man to have a relationship with his daughter that was born to him out of wedlock. And Zok Rashi, even though Gzeir Shava is also some sort of a limud, however, when the Torah tells us Gzeir Shava, it's as if the Torah is telling us it's mefurish, therefore the general rule of Ein Oinshim Min Adin doesn't apply. And Rashi continues that Rava states, and then we learn the Lashon Zima leading in Bistrefa, that in all cases where a person is Mizana with his daughter or with his granddaughter, and it doesn't make a difference if he was married to their mother or grandmother, or if he wasn't married to her at all, as Ksiv Hacha Zima Hi, V'Ksiv Bistrefa Zima, and as the Pasuk in Pashuk Kedoshim states, V'Isha Sheikach Es Isha V'Es Ima Zima Hi, V'Eish Yisrafu Oisoi V'Esen, V'Oisi Zimun B'Seichem, and therefore we see that there's a Chiyuv Bistrefa on a man that's Mizana with his daughter, and even if she's Bas Yisrael. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Braisa at the top of that Nun Aleph and Aleph. The Pasuk states that a Bas Koyin that's Mizana receives Sreifa. The Braisa has a Hamina, Ein L'El Shenisa L'Koyin, this is Levi L'Yisrael, La'ivu Kichavim O'asama Geris L'Kuti L'Chal L'Mamzel L'Nasin Minayin Tam Leimu Bas Ish Koyin Afa Pishen Kehenes, that we would have a Hamina that the only time that a Bas Koyin would be Chai Sreifa is only if she's also married to a Koyin and she retained her status as a Kehenes. But if she would be married to anyone else, then L'Chayra, she lost her status as a Kehenes. As for example, at this point, she's no longer able to eat Truma. Maybe in that case, a Bas Koyin would not be Chayv Sreifa. Kamash Blon, the Pasuk states, Bas Ish Koyin, and as Rashi stated, Ishi Seir Lomli, El Midrash, the Avu to be Inan Ish Koyin, El Ba Loi be Inan Ish Koyin, that's not relevant if the husband was a Koyin, and as long as her father was a Koyin, the Avu Pishayin a Kehenes, and even though at this point, she's not considered Kehenes, a Bas Koyin Kapikra, she Bas Ish Koyin, Vole Ish Ish Koyin. However, the Gemara is, Mishum, the Insibul Hulahani, La Bas Koyini, the Lachir, what was the Hamid of the Gemara, that she would not be Chayiv Sreifa, but Lemaisa, the Pasuk tells us, Ubas Ish Koyin, and Lemaisa, this woman is still a Bas Koyin, and it should be irrelevant as to who she got married to. And the Gemara continues, Visu, and some are not gurus, the word Visu, as Lachir is a continuation of the question, that me, the Kehenes, the Koyin Ksiv, does the Pasuk say that this Kehenes has to be married to a Koyin? And the Gemara answers, Sachlade Chemina, that in the Chanami, the Bryce's Havmina is that since Kisecha Liznais on Rachmana, that the Torah uses Lashon Kisecha Liznais, so Hani Mili, so maybe the only time that she'd be Chayiv Sreifa is Hecha to come Mischala Hashta, is only if at the point that she was Mizana, she became a Cholol, and she no longer is going to be Mutta to Yitruma, as the Pasuk states, Kisecha Liznais, as she became a Cholol, and the Lashon Cholol is the Lashon of being empty, and she is now empty that she can no longer eat Truma. However, Aval Ha, even the Mischala Vakayim Meikara, but we would have a Hamina that if a Bas Koyin already was married to a Levi Yisrael, a Kuta Ivichav Mechol or Mamzo Nasin, so maybe since she was already a Chol and she no longer could eat Truma, or maybe even if she's Mizana, she would not be Chayiv Sreifa. As the Amamar, and we learned in the Braisa that the Pasuk in Pashas Emor states, Bas Koyin Kisil Izar, and a Bas Koyin that marries Izar, he bit chumas hakadoshim leisaychol, that she can no longer eat chuma. Rashi points out that certainly benegeya, any time that a bas kohen marries anyone that's puzzled to her, then certainly she no longer can eat chuma. And as Rashi states, afilu yomus v'zera in law, and even if this man dies and she didn't have children, sashuv oyed al beis aviyah kenurah. In addition, v'nif selas nami minakunah shalei tenase oyed lekayin, and she also can no longer marry a kohen. Keep in mind that even if this woman married a Levi or Yisrael, which is not a Bias Issa, she would still at this point be asked to eat chuma while she's married, even though certainly if she gets divorced or her husband dies and she didn't have children, she would go back to her father's house and she would once again be able to eat chuma. But Lemais at this point, she's a Chol, and maybe if she was Mizana, the Torah would not be Mechayev Asrefa. And as the Gemara explains, the Levi Yisrael Nami, and even if she was married to a Levi Yisrael, which is a Bias Kasha, the Shavel Besavir Kinurea, Mechlal the Chiisig Abe Le'achla, and since the Pasuk and Pashas Emma tells us, Bas Koyin Kisi Almana Gusha Vizera Inla Vishavel Besavir Kinurea, Milecha Via Teicha Vichozol Le'achel Bay, so it's Murach that while she was married, that she could not eat Shuma, so Im Le'thidu Misrefa, as we explain, Kamash Blon, and therefore the Pasuk has to tell us, Ubas Ish Koyin, and the Pasuk uses the extra word Ish in order to teach us that the only requirement is that she's a Bas Koyin, and even if she's not married to a Koyin, she still will be Chayav Srefa. And the Gemara continues that although we previously stated that if a Bas Koyin is married to a Mamza, that she would still be Chayav Srefa, however, the Gemara states, Udloi Krameya, this is not going like the Shita of Rameya, the Tanan, as the Mishnah Mesechus Trumas teaches us, Bas Koyin Shinistis Lisrael, Va'achla Truma, Mishalemis Sakaran, Va'inim Shalemis Sachemish, Umisasa Besrefa, that if a Bas Koyin is married to a regular Yisrael and she eats Truma, then certainly since she's also to eat Truma, so she has to pay Karen, but the Meister of standard Chiyav of paying an extra Chemish is only relevant to someone that's a czar, since a Bas Koyin is not considered a czar, so she wouldn't have an obligation to pay the extra 20% surcharge. And Meir teaches us that if she's Mizana, then she would be Chayav Srefa. However, Meir continues, Nisus Le'echem and Apsulim, that if she would be married to one of the Psulim, and for example, to a Mamza or to an Asin, then at that point she has the status of a czar, and Mishalem is Karen V'Chemish. And number one, if she ate Truma B'Shegeg, she would be Chayav to pay a Karen V'Chemish, Umisasa B'Chenek, and if she would be Mizana, she would not be Chayav Srefa, and she would have a din of a regular Bas Yisrael that was Mizana, and since she's an Eishes Ish and she was in a Sua, so she would be Chayav Chenek, Divra Meya, the Chum Imrim, Zuv Siluv, Mishalem is Karen V'Lei Chemish, Umisasa B'Srefa, the Chum Agra Meya, and they hold that even though she was married to an apostle, she does not become a czar. Therefore, the same din applies that she would only pay Karen and not a Chemish, and in addition, if she would be Mizana, then the standard Misa for a Bas Koyin would apply, and she would be Chayav Srefa. The Gemara now continues and discusses the last line of the Braisa. As the Braisa stated, five lines from the top of the Amid, Rabbi Elazar Emes, Aviyah B'Srefa, Veschamiyah B'Skila. This was a very cryptic statement, and the Gemara asks, Mayas Aviyah Veschamiyah, that what are we referring to when we're speaking about her father and her father-in-law? As Ilema Aviyah, Me'aviyah, Veschamiyah, Me'chamiyah, that if we're going to say, the Rabbi Elazar is teaching us that if a Bas Koyin has a relationship with her father, then she's Chayav Srefa, and if she has a relationship with her father-in-law, then she's Chayav Skila. But L'Chayr, my area, Bas Koyin, I feel Bas Sol Nami, Bita B'Srefa, V'Kavasi B'Skila, that L'Chayr, this has nothing to do with a Bas Koyin, as a regular Bas Yisrael has the same din, as if she's Mizana with her father, then she'd be Chayav Srefa, and if she's an Arim Rasa, and she has a relationship with her father-in-law, then she'd be Chayav Skila. Therefore, this can be Pshad and Rabbi Elazar, Ela Esavir, B'Shus Avir, V'Eschamir, B'Shus Chamir, and if you want to explain, there Rabbi Elazar states Esavir, he doesn't mean that this woman had a relationship with her father, but it means that this Bas Koyin had a relationship while she was under the control of her father, and while she was in Arim Rasa, then a Chiyav Srefa. Rabbi Elazar then teaches us that if she had a relationship while she was already married, and she was already with Beis Chamiya, as she already had Nisuyin, then a Chiyav Misa would be Skila and not Srefa, then certainly this can't make sense either, as then Rabbi Elazar is not going according to any Shita. And as we already mentioned in Dakdama, we have the Shita of the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon, and the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, and the Gemara now goes through exactly why it doesn't fit in according to any of these Shitas. And as the Gemara states, Kaman, that who would Rabbi Elazar be going like? As Ik Rabbanon, as if Rabbi Elazar is going like Rabbanon, that Skila is more Chaman and Srefa, Ha'amri, Nisua, Yatzal, Srefa, V'lei Rusa, but the Rabbanon already taught us that when the Torah tells us that a Bas Koyin receives Srefa, it's only referring to a Bas Koyin that's in Nisua, as if she would be a Bas Yisrael, she would receive Chenek, and therefore the Torah is Machmer on a Bas Koyin, and she now receives Srefa, but if she would be in Naim Rasa, that if she would be a Bas Yisrael, she would receive Skila, then certainly we would not downgrade her Misa, and we would not give her Srefa, she would still have Skila, and therefore that's exactly the opposite of the Shita Rabbi Elazar, as Rabbi Elazar says, a severe b'sreifa v'sachamiya b'skila, and according to the Rabbanon, it should be pumfaket that if she's still b'shusavia and she's in Arim Rasa, then a chiv would be skila, and if this bas koyin is already married and she is already b'beis chamiya, then she would be chayy streifa. The Gemara continues, ikrab shimin hama achasurusav achasinsu b'sreifa, and if you're going to say Rabbi Elazar going like Tashit Rab Shimon, who holds that streifa is mochama, but we already stated that l'fi Rab Shimon, it doesn't make a difference if a bas koyin is in Arusa or she's in Sua, she will always be chayy streifa. And since if a woman that's mezana is a bas yisrael, if she was married and she's in Sua, she'd be chayv chenek. If she was a nair murasa, she'd be chayv skila. The Torah is mechadish to us that if a bas koyin is mezana, either as an Sua or as a nair murasa, we upgrade her misa and she's going to be chayv streifa. And certainly that doesn't follow the shita Rabbi Elazar, who stated a sevia b'streifa v'schamia b'skila. The Gemara now continues and brings the shita Rabbi Shmuel that we mentioned nakdama v'ikra Rabbi Shmuel. And if Rabbi Elazar would hold like Rabbi Shmuel, and we explain that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon that streifa is more chamer than skila, ha'amah harusu yatzas l'streifa v'lein nesua. But based on Xeris Hakasav, he will teach us that the Torah is mechadish to us that a bas koyin receives streifa, but that is only by a naim rasa and not by a nesua. Therefore, although the shita Rabbi Elazar could fit in according to Rabbi Shmuel in the case of a sevia, and while she's tachas sevia and she's in naim rasa, she would be chayv streifa. But then Rabbi Elazar stated as chamiya beskila, as we will see according to Rabbi Shmuel, as chamiya chenaku, that he holds that once a bas koyin is married, that she would receive the standard misa of a bas yisrael, and she would be chayv chenek. And lemaisa Rabbi Elazar states as chamiya beskila. The Gemara now continues and tries to explain the shita Rabbi Elazar. Shalach Rav and Mishmed Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, and Ravin sent from Eretz Yisrael in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, kachi yetzah shel mishnah, that this is the proper way to understand this brisa as the la'ilam k'rabbanon, as really Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbanon, the hachi kama, and this is what Rabbi Elazar means to say, that kol shu l'matar misa zaviya, that if a bas koyin has a relationship with someone where the standard misa, if she would be a bas yisrael, would be less than if she had a relationship with her father, my niu nesua bas yisrael, that if a woman who is already a nesua and is bas yisrael is mezana, she would be chayiv chenek, which is lower than the misa of sreifa, the ilu nesua bas yisrael b'chenek, as if she would be a bas yisrael, then she would be chayiv chenek, hacha b'misa zaviya b'sreifa. However, since she's a bas koyin, therefore we upgrade her misa from chenek to sreifa. And that's what Rabbi Elazar meant when he stated as a via b'sreifa. Then when Rabbi Elazar continued and stated as chamiya b'skila, he means to teach us that kol she l'mayla misa zaviya, u'mayni u'rusa bas yisrael, di'la u'rusa bas yisrael ba'alma b'skila, hacha b'misa chamiya b'skila. If a bas koyin is mizana at a point where if she would be a bas yisrael, that she would be chayiv more than the misa that she would be chayiv if she had a relationship with her father. And of course, if a person is zana with their father, the chayiv streifa, therefore we're referring to a misa of skila. And for example, if a bas yisrael is in Arim Rasa and she's mizana, then she'll be chayiv skila. So in this case, this bas koyin will be chayiv the same misa as if she had a relationship with her father-in-law. Certainly, we would not downgrade her misa to streifa, and instead, since she's in Arim Rasa and she's a bas koyin, she would be chayiv skila, and this would be exactly like the shita of Chachamim. And l'chayr, it makes sense that Rabbi Elazar is actually bringing down the shita of Chachamim and not Rab Shimon, because as we previously explained at the top of the Amid, that certainly the beginning of the Brisa was going to feed the shita of Rab Shimon, and as Rabbi proved based on the Gemara's question l'gabi chil Shabbos, that Rabbi stated hamani Rab Shimon hi the Amid Sreif Chamura, and therefore it makes sense at the end of the Brisa is bringing the shita of the Chachamim that skila is more chamin and sreifa. However, mask of Lara Rabbi Yemi asked the following shayla. It's very nice that he's trying to explain the words of Rabbi Elazar, that he's going to feed the Shita Chachamim, but Lemaisa doesn't fit into the words of Rabbi Elazar, as he doesn't mention anything about Lemaisa Lemata, and it's very difficult to explain this in the words of Rabbi Elazar. Ayin Rashi, who points out that the Gemara could have just asked another question, that L'chir, why Rabbi Elazar states Veschamia Beskila, if it's irrelevant if she had any relationship with her father-in-law, as since she's an Ayin Rasa, even if she had a relationship with any other person, she would be Chayiv Skila, and as Rashi states at the bottom of Amid, Yesh Lugamgeng Amay Nelkad Eschamiya Teip Gleid Dechein Dina Beskila Achrish Loyotsu Min HaKlal. Rashi explains Mi Hamat Kafkina Kafta Achriti Umafkina Lo Mitaima. And as we just saw, the Gemara asked another question on this teretz of Ravin named Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, and therefore the Gemara didn't ask this question. Before we continue with the next teretz of the Gemara, let us see Rashi on the sugya, 7 lines from the bottom of the Amid, Kachatzah Shel Mishnas Rabbi Elazar Kemoishi Shnuya V'Loi Tefacha, and we should not switch it around, as the Gemara will do in a moment. That's exactly what Rabbi Elazar stated. matim misavia sreifa, claimed the misashi kalam sreifa, could go in the sewer, the chanak ba'almahu, or hocho bas koyim, the misavia, the terrorist mechadish, that the bas koyim would be chayiv the same misa as if she was mezana with her father, ki ilu zinsu mevia uvis sreifa, and call she the bas israelis lamailu misavia, could go in a rooster to beskila, hocho nami, the bas koyim, lo yotzu mechlolo, lo hocho, vinidonis bemisis chamura, ki ilu zinsu mechamir de beskila, vahochi ka'ama, avia bestrefa, hasmuchel misavia, the neticha mina, dago, the hain nusu bas israel, hocho bas koyim, a tia kosla hachbe bestrefa, vishilo mailu misrefa, could go in a rooster, then as chamir, denin law, could in kalosi de beskila, so then a bas koyim would receive the standard misa of skila, as we certainly would not be makel by his bas koyim, and we wouldn't downgrade our misa from skila to strefa. Our Gemara now continues and explains the Shita Rabbi Elazar in another way, as Elam Rabbi Yemya, and we continue to adopt Nunal from a Beis, Lo Ilum Kerab Bishmal, that really Rabbi Elazar holds like a Bishmal, and the Hachi Kama, and this is the way to understand the words of Rabbi Elazar, as when he states the words Esavia, and he says the words Eskamia, they actually have different meanings, as when Rabbi Elazar stated Esavia Bistrefa, he is teaching us Bishusavia Bistrefa, that if a Bas Koyin is still in the Rishus of a father, and she's still an Ayim Rasa, then since if she would be a Bas Yisrael, then she would be Chayav Chenek, so now we upgrade her Misa to Sreifa, as Rabbi Shmuel taught us. However, Rabbi Elazar then teaches us the Eschamia, that if she's in the Rishus of her father-in-law, and she's already married, Mechamia Beskila, V'chol Adam B'chenek, that if she had a relationship with her father-in-law, then she would be Chayav Skila, as certainly she can't be Chayav a Misa Akal, and certainly would not be Mechayav Chenek, but if she had a relationship with any other person, then even though she's a Bas Koyin, she would have the standard din of regular Bas Yisrael, and she would be Chayav Chenek, and this fits in exactly like the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, that the only time that the Torah is mechadish to us that a Bas Koyin is Chayiv Sreifa is only specifically by a Naim Rasa. Once a Bas Koyin is in a Sua, then the din of Sreifa doesn't apply and the standard Misa applies, and therefore if she had a relationship with her father-in-law she would be Chayiv Skila. But if a Bas Koyin that's already married had a relationship with a person that she's not related to, then she'd be Chayiv Chenek, like the standard din of an Eish Ish that's already married. The Gemara continues and is bothered with this Pshat of Rabbi Yemya, as Amar Rava Maishna according to this explanation of Rabbi Yemya, then we have to explain the words Esavia and Eschamia differently, as Esavia is referring to Rishusavia, and Eschamia is referring to Rishuschamia, as well as have a relationship with her father-in-law. L'chir, it doesn't make sense that Rabbi Elazar would use these terms to refer to different points, and because of this question, so therefore Rava brings another pshat as to how to understand the words Rabbi Elazar, and Allah Amar Rava, Lo Ilum Krab Shimon, that really Rabbi Elazar holds like Krab Shimon, and he holds that Sreifa is Mochamer, and even so, he doesn't hold exactly like Rav Shimon, as whereas Rav Shimon himself may hold that there is no chiluk b'degei bas koyin, and a bas koyin that's in the sua or that's in the rusa would be chayiv sreifa. However, because Savar Rabbi Elazar in the sua karusa, the Rabbi Elazar hold that we do compare the din of a bas koyin that's in the sua to the din of a bas koyin that's in the rusa, and ma rusa chadag maskilu maskilu sreifa, and just like a bas koyin that's in the rusa, that if she would be a bas Yisrael, she receives skila because she's a bas koyin, so the Torah upgrades her misa one dagger from skila to sreifa after suach hadagger maskinla mechenek leskila, and therefore we apply the same concept to a bas koyin that's already in the suah, and if she would be a bas Yisrael and she's in the suah, then she would be chayiv chenek, and therefore now she's a bas Yisrael, so we upgrade her one dagger, and instead of her being chayiv chenek, she would be chayiv skila. And once again, this is going like the Shita Rabbi Elazar, that chenek is more chomer than sayif, since levita rabbanon sayif is more chomer than chenek, then the upgraded misa for a bas koyin that's in the sua would just go from chenek to sayif. And let's see Rashi dibil maschal lo ilum krab shemin da amas sreifa chamura hilka chakocha charusa yatzasa l'sreifa uvin asua kasavra b'leza hoil b'yisrael kalam oida b'chenek daya l'choim hichme al bas koyin l'doina b'skila desalka chadaga da rab shemin kach sidrin sreifa l'skila chenek v'herg. And lefi rava, when Rabbi Elazar used the terms of esavia and eschamia, he's referring to when the bas koyin is reshus of her father and she's only a Naim Rasa, then she'll be Chayiv Sreifa. But if she's already in the Rishus of her father-in-law and she's already in Sua, then a Chayiv Misa would be Skila instead of Chenek. And the Gemara continues, Maskev L'Rab Chanina. So Rab Chanina asks a question on this Pshat of Rava, Ha'idi V'idi Rab Shimon B'Sreifa Kama. L'Maisa, if you're telling me that Rab Elazar holds like Rab Shimon, so L'Chir, how could it be that he'd make a Chiluk between a Naim Rasa and a Sua? If L'Chir, if you're Rab Shimon, there should be no Chiluk, and in either case, the Bas Koyin should be Chayiv Sreifa. And Rashi is bothered that L'Chir, since Rabbi Elazar is a Tana, why don't we say that Savolai Kavasa b'chada upol gla b'chada. Now, although Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Shimon that Sreif is more common than skila, but lemaisa he would still be chilek on Rabbi Shimon, as although Rabbi Shimon holds there is no chilek between a bas koyin that's in nayim rasa or that's in the sua, the bas koyin will always receive sreifa. However, Rabbi Eliezer will be chilek, although a bas koyin that's in nayim rasa will receive sreifa, but a bas koyin that's in the sua will receive skila. And lemaisa we saw that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon, and even so he's chilek on this din of Rabbi Shimon. However, Rashi explains that for all the shitas that we have, which are the shitas of the Chacham, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, we have makaris. However, for this concept of the Rabbi Eliezer, there is no makar. Rashi states, "Val kochach loy matzah lemeim Rabbi Eliezer b'hapolgalah the mehechut tesi iles lebinyan av Rabbi Shmuel, as if he won't learn like Rabbi Shmuel. Al kochach kiven the sreif chamura v'krab bas koyin stomachziv shteim b'mashma, and there's no chiluk if she's a nesua or she's an ayim rasa. V'is lebinyan av de berusa kos medaba nesua al kochach loy yotzim chlam nesua bas shol umiyetzil skila, and therefore he should hold like Rabbi Shmuel and a bas koyin that is a nesua will receive chedek, as we can't say that the Torah is machmir by a bas koyin when she's in a suah, just like we find that the machmir by her when she's in ayim rasa. And as Rashi explains, in hichbar kasa barus bas koyin mi bas yisrael shekeni chemura, as it makes sense that an ayim rasa has greater chumres, since being mizana while being mureses is definitely a greater issa, as we previously explained that she's poigim herself as well as her family as well as in her husband, and therefore there's no svara that tachbe ben suah she kala, that we should also be machmir by in a suah where it's much more kal, as lemaisa she's already married. And some agurus maskal or avina, as lemaisa avina will bring the next explanation in Rabbi Eliezer's shita. And as the Gemara continues, elam ravina, therefore ravina brings a fourth explanation as to how to understand the words of Rabbi Eliezer, as lo ilum krabbanon, as really we could say Rabbi Eliezer holds like rabbanon, and really skila is more chaman than shreifa. Even though Rabbi Eliezer stated as avia b'shreifa v'aschamia b'skila, which is mashma that while she's in the rishus of her father she would be chayiv shreifa, and when she gets married and she's in the suah, she'd be chayiv skila. And the Gemara already asked, it should be punkvakat when she's in ayim rasa, since she's chayiv skila, so bas koyin wouldn't be more kal, and certainly the Torah would not be remind her misa and would not downgrade her misa from skila to shreifa. And when she's already married and her bas yisrael would be chayiv chenek, so it makes sense that the Torah would upgrade her misa, and at this point she'd be chayiv skila. And therefore the Gemara previously stated that we can't explain the shita Rabbi Eliezer according to Chachamim. However, Zakravina ve'ipach, and let's switch around the words of Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer's word should really be as Aviyah, while she's Tachas Aviyah, and while she's Onayim Marasa, Beskila, then she'd be Chayiv Skila, as certainly we will not downgrade the Bas Koyin's Misa, Bas Chameya Besreifa, but once she's already the Bas Chameya, and she's already in the Suah, then we will upgrade her Misa from Chenek to Sreifa. And Ravina continues, V'haydekoma as Aviyah Ves Chameya, and L'chir, why is it that Ravina used the Lashon of as Aviyah Ves Chameya, and should have used a very simple Lashon, and he should have stated that if she's in Arusa, she will be Chayiv Skila, and if she's in Asua, she will be Chayiv Sreifa. And Ravina explains, Sircha Ba'alma Nakat, and Rashi explains, Sircha Nakat, Al Milsa Tanakama Sarach, the Ari B'lishan Akra, that he's going back to the Lashon of Tanakama, and since the Tanakama was explaining the words of the Pasuk, and the Pasuk in Pashas Emor stated, Ubasish Koyin Kisech Liznais, as Aviyah Himach Halelas, Be'ishti Sarif, and since we explained that the Tanakama is going like the Shita Rab Shimon, therefore Ravina comes to explain that certainly the Pasuk of Esaviyah can be going like the Chachamim, and really we hold that Skila is more Chaman than Sreifa. And the Gemara now continues that we just brought four different explanations as to the words of Rabbi Eliezer, and we brought the Shita Rav Mishmed Rabbi Yisrael Krina, as well as Rabbi Yemya, as well as Rava and Ravina. And the Gemara now states, Om Rab Nachman, Om Rab Bavua, Om Rav, Halacha Kedisholach Rav Mishmed Rabbi Yisrael Krina, that certainly we won't explain the Braisa that Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore we won't explain the Braisa like Rabbi Yemio or like Rava. However, the proper explanation for the Braisa is like Ravin explained in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. And let's just keep in mind that both Ravin as well as Ravina explained that Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is going Lefi Chachamim, and both of them agree that Skela is more Chomer than Sreifa, and both agree that a Bas Koyin that's in the Surah will be Chayiv Sreifa, whereas a Bas Koyin that's in Ayim Rasa will be Chayiv Skela. And the only chiluk between them is actually how to understand the words of Rabbi Eliezer, as according to Rabbi Eliezer, Kachi Yitzah Shel Mishnah, and we didn't have to be Mepach, and we didn't have to switch around the words of Rabbi Eliezer. However, the Firavina, we had to be Mepach, and we had to switch around the words of Rabbi Eliezer. But the Maisa, we saw that Rabbi Yemi asked a question on the way that Rabban explained the Shita Rabbi Eliezer, the Midul Maimul Matak Tani, and our Gemara now continues the Amr Rabbi Yosef Hilchos L'Mashicha. Rabbi Yosef is that why would you have to tell me that the halacha follows Rabbi in the name of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina if l'chera it is no relevance to nowadays, as once the Sanhedrin were no longer in the Lishkas Hagazas, we didn't pass Kandin and Nefashis, and therefore it's only halacha that's relevant when Mashiach comes, as Rashi says halacha zu k'shivo yomaisa Mashiach itzuch lanu sheyeshu v'dal misus bezlam k'maymai. But right now it's not relevant to us. However, the Gemara continues. Amalei Abaya, Abaya responded to his Rabbi Yosef, El mi'ata shchita skotchim le'lisni, that if you're going to tell me we don't learn anything that's not relevant to nowadays, so we shouldn't learn the entire zvachim and the entire kachim, as it's also halachas l'mashicha, and certainly we learned halachas of shchita skotchim, el droish v'kabel schar, hachinami droish v'kabel schar, that certainly there's a reason to learn, as l'maisa, once you dash in, you're m'kabel schar, and over here also, you're going to dash in, you'll be m'kabel schar. However, Rabbi Yosef responds, hachika amri, that I really meant to ask, halachas l'amali, sugi d'shmaitza halacha kamar, that it seems that Rav Nachman said over the name of Rav Bavu and the name of Rav, the halacha follows Rav and Mishmed Rabbi Yosef b'Chunina as opposed to Ravina, and l'maisa there is no nafkamina if we learn Rabbi Leza Shita like the words of Ravin or like Ravina, as l'fi either sad, we ultimately come out that the halacha follows the chachamim, and bas koyin that's an asua is chayes skila, and if she's an ayam rasa she's chayes strefa, and there's no nafkamina between these two shitas, and as Rashi states bitmiya mishayich l'meim halacha b'chiyah machleika she'im bin Ravin l'Ravina lechiyah v'leipto v'lechilik misa t'zavayu mifrashi nesua b'strefa arusa b'skila uvetikin lashon abraisa pligi, and they're only being chilek as to how to explain the words of Rabbi Leza mar misakin lo lishna lo yitzuch lafucha umar mapich lo mishum deich kud lishna umay halacha ik l'meimah b'sugi d'shmaitza achri she'in anu l'meidu imed aklum k'sh yovei mishiach v'yichi ha'mesim nishalas Rabbi Leza b'ezel lashon amra. And when Mashiach comes, then we can ask Rabbi Leza what he actually said and was his lashon as we have in our brisa, and therefore we will explain his words like Ravin, or is Ravina correct that his lashon was actually exactly the opposite? And the Gemara continues, my Rabbi Shmuel, that where do we find the Shita Rabbi Shmuel? And we mentioned the Shita Rabbi Shmuel on the afternoon Aleph from an Aleph, that although Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon, he holds that the only time that we say that a Bas Koyin would receive Srefa is only if she's an Ayim Rasa. However, Bas Koyin that is Nesua would receive Chenek like a regular Bas Yisrael. And the Gemara explains that Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, that the Pasuk states, Ubas Ishkoy Kisech Liznais, Benayir V'Yarusa Akosu Mendaba, that it's specifically speaking about an Ayim Rasa, and the only time that we say that a Bas Koyin is Chayav Srefa is only when she's an Ayim Rasa. And the Brisa continues, Ataima Benayir V'Yarusa, that how do you know that the Din of Srefa only applies there by a Bas Koyin that's an Ayim Rasa, or Yingle Ala Filo Nesua, but maybe this Din even applies by a Nesua, as although a Bas Yisrael would be Chayav Chenek, a Bas Koyin would be Chayav Srefa. And the Brisa explains, Talmud Leimer, therefore the Pasuk in Kedoshim regarding someone that's Mizana with an Eishes Ish, that's a Nesua, tells us, Ish Ashiyinaf Ish Eishes Re'eu, Mois Umas Hanoyaf Hanoyafes, both the man and woman will be Chayav Chenek, and HaKol Hei B'Klal Hanoyaf Hanoyafes. And really, based on the Pasuk, it would seem to include everyone, and it doesn't make a difference if this woman was a Nesua or she was a Nayim Rasas. And in all cases, if a person's Mizana with an Eishes Ish, then they both would receive Chenek. However, as we know, Hoytzei Akosa Bas Yisrael B'Skila, that the Torah tells us that a Bas Yisrael that's a Nayim Rasa would receive Skila instead of Chenek, and a Bas Koyin B'Srefa, and the Torah also tells us that a Bas Koyin would receive Srefa, and therefore, based on a Binyan Av and a Ma Metzinu, Rabbi Shmuel learns, Ma'akash Hoytzei Akosa Bas Yisrael B'Skila, Arusa V'Loi Nesua, that just like when the Torah tells us that a Bas Yisrael is Chayav Skila, it's only referring to specifically a Nayim Rasa and not a Nesua, as certainly Nesua is Chayav Chenek, Afkash Hoytzei Akosa Bas Koyin L'Srefa, Arusa V'Loi Nesua. Therefore, when the Torah tells us that there's a chumrah by a Bas Koyin, it's only referring to that case where the Torah is machmer, and it's only teaching us that a Bas Koyin that's a Nayim Rasa would be Chayav Srefa instead of Skila. However, Bas Koyin that is a Nesua would still be Chayav Chenek, just like a regular Bas Yisrael that is in a Suah. And Ayin Rashi, that when the Gemara states, Kishahitze Kosovas Bas Yisrael Skila, Rashi brings down that the Lashon of the Gemara is actually a play on words based on the Torah. And the Pasuk actually states, Vaitziu Asanaira, and therefore we use the Lashon of Yitzah instead of Arusa receiving Chenek as in a Suah would, a Bas Yisrael that's in Nayim Rasa is Chayav Skila. And Ayin Rashi, do Maskal, Haitzia Kosov, Michlal Zes, Arusa Laskila, Kidachsev, Vaitziu Asanaira. And we also find that v'hoitzi kosov acher bas koyin sreifa v'kosov stam v'lamed sasim min amavurish makish hoitzi b'yisrael mechlal chanek arusa hoitzi v'lei nesua afka shahoitzi bas koyin. It's only referring to arusa bas koyin and not to a bas koyin that's a nesua. And the b'risa continues zayimel boyelo bechlal v'sisim le'kashe zomam lasis la'achiv, that if there were edim that testify regarding a bas koyin and then we find out that there were edim zayimim or the boyel were generally bechlal v'sisim le'kashe zomam lasis la'achiv, and before the b'risa has a chance to continue, the Gemara states that it doesn't make sense, that what shaykhis does the person that was mezana with her have to the pasuk of asisim al kasha zomam, and therefore the Gemara explains that what the Brisa means to say is that if Edom testified regarding a bas koyin that she's chayav sreifa, and then we find out that the Edom zaymim, then although they wanted to be mechayav sreifa as she is a bas koyin, but the they would only receive the same misa as the one that was mezana with her, and as the Brisa taught us on Daf Nun Aleph from an Aleph, that the pasuk states he b'sreifa v'im boyel b'sreifa, and we learn out that the person that was mezana with her would never have a chiyuv sreifa and would either receive chenek or skila, and therefore these edim zaymim would only receive chenek or skila. And as the Brisa continues, mishum shenema, and the makar for this is based on the pasuk that states v'asis melei kashazom las lachiv, and we learn out that the edim zaymim only receive the misa that they want to give to their brother v'loy lachaysay, and not misa that they wanted to give in a specific case where a woman's misa is different. And as Rashi, three lines before it gets wide, states, "B'makom sheish chiluk misa beidusan kegoin kan shechayv ulas sreifa v'lei skila." And for example, in a case where the Edom testified that Reuven was mezana with Rachel, who was a bas koyin that was a nayim rasa, and in that case, although Rachel is going to be chayav sreifa because she's a bas koyin, but the ma'aser we previously learned that the pasuk states he, and we learn out he b'sreifa ve'im boyel b'sreifa, and therefore Reuven would actually have been chayav skila because he was mezana with the nayim rasa. And although Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon that sreifa is more chamin than skila, and therefore l'chayr the Edom zaymim should be nereg with a misa sreifa and not skila, but even so the pasuk is mechadish tosh kasher zom lasis la'achiv v'loy la'chaysay. And as Rashi says, kedina nidoinin v'loy kedina, and the brisa continues divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that this is according to the words of Rabbi Shmuel. And we now just saw the shita of Rabbi Shmuel that although he holds like Rabbi Shimon that sreifa is more chamin than skila, but even so based on a mamitzinu he learned that the din of sreifa by a bas koyin is only while she's in ayim rasa. If she would be in a sua, then she would still be chayiv chenek and not sreifa. However, the brisa continues, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Rabbi Kiva also holds like Rabbi Shimon, but he doesn't hold like Rabbi Shmuel, and he says that we don't learn this mamitzinu, and l'maisa the pasuk says stama ubasish koyin kisecha lisnais as a via himachalelas by ishti sarev, and therefore achas rusa v'achas nesu yatzasu sreifa, that the Torah is not mechal between a bas koyin that's in ayim rasa or that's in a sua, and all cases she will be chayiv sreifa. And Rabbi Kiva continues that if I'm telling you that the pasuk is stama, so yochla filu pnuya, so maybe the same didn't would apply to a bas koyin that's a pnuya that has a relationship with another man, and even in that case she will be chayiv sreifa. And Rabbi Kiva explains nema kanaviyah v'nema alanaviyah, that it says in the pasha of a bas koyin the word aviyah, and it says in the pasha of nayim rasa the word aviyah, and therefore we have gzeira shava mal alon znusim zik zabal afkan znusim zik zabal. And keep in mind that this question was not shver according to Rabbi Shmuel, as Rabbi Shmuel has a mamitzinu, and lemaisa the mamitzinu taught us that the only time the pasha bas koyin applies is only by a nayim rasa. And since Rabbi Shmuel previously taught us that the pasha bas koyin doesn't apply to a nesua, then certainly it doesn't apply to the pnuya. And the Gemara continues, only Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Kiva, imal alon nayir v'yarusa afkan nayir v'yarusa. And l'chayr, if you have the gzeir shava between the din of bas koyin and nayim rasa, so not only does it teach us that she can't be a pnuya, but it also teach us that the only way that bas koyin is chayav sreifa is if she's in nayim rasa. However, omalei Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva responded to Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmol achi basu basani derish, that the way that I know that the pasuk b'negiya bas koyin is not only referring to a nayim rasa, but it's also referring to a nesua, is based on the extra letter vav, as the pasuk states u basish koyin, and the pasuk could have stated basish koyin, and the extra letter vav is coming to Mabo, a bas koyin that's a nesua, that she's also chayav sreifa. And lemaisa at this point, Rabbi Shmuel understood that Rabbi Kiva is telling him that I actually don't have a gzeir shava. The way that I know that a bas koyin that's a nesua is chayav sreifa is from the extra lot of vav, and therefore Amalei Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Kiva the chivim pleish at the derish basu bas noitzizul l'sreifa, that just because you have the extra lot of vav, you're going to say that in the suya that's a bas koyin will be chayis sreifa, and in mashmal havias in the suya havias apnia, and if you're telling me that the vav is extra and it's coming to be ma'aba, then not only should be ma'aba in the suya, but should be ma'aba apnia. Then mashmal hoitzis apnia, if you will learn a gzira shava, and therefore you'll come to be moitzis apnia in the bas koyin that is a pnia, is not going to be chayis sreifa, then based on the same gzira shava, we should also learn that the din of sreifa by a bas koyin is only relevant to an ayim rasa and not to a nesua. However, the Gemara explains, Rabbi Kiva hani gzira shava lemute pnia v'hani basu bas l'rabbis nesua, that Rabbi Kiva actually used both of these drushes, and based on the gzira shava of a via, he learned that the chiyav of a bas koyin is only applicable to an ayim rasa and not to a pnia. And since the Torah used lashon bas, so the extra vav is coming to be ma'abba, that even a bas koyin that's in the suya will be chayis sreifa. However, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shmuel Sava, and Rabbi Shmuel thought, min kamalei basu bas, shma mina hadabe megzira shava, that since Rabbi Kiva mentioned the drasha of basu and bas, therefore it must be that he was hadda from the gzira shava, and he doesn't learn both drashas, but certainly Rabbi Kiva learns both drashas. And the Gemara continues that as we previously explained, that the way Rabbi Shmuel learned that the din that a bas koyin is chayis sreifa is only applicable to an ayim rasa and not to an insua, not to a pnuya, is from a mamatzinu and not from a gzeir shava. And the Gemara continues and asks Rabbi Shmuel, "Hi basu bas, my dorish bay, the lemaisa, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with the extra lot of vav, as the Torah could have stated, basish koyin kisechel is nice?" And the Gemara explains, "Miboyle luchatoni avud Shmuel bar oven, they need it based on the brisa that's brought by avud Shmuel bar oven, the lefish matzinu shecholak akosa bischarim betmiyum bali mumin, yochel nechlag bebeniseim, tamloime basu bas." Then one may have thought that since we find benegiyah the din of kuna, that there's a chilah between a zocher that's a tam and a zocher that's a balmum, and as we know that a balmum cannot do the avodah, and as Rashi explains, that therefore we may have a havmina that the same would apply benegiyah bas koyin, that the only time the Torah tells us that a bas koyin that's mizana is chayav sreifa is only if her father was a tam, as then she's being mechalal him, but if her father was a balmum, so in any case he can't do the avodah in the base of mikdash, and maybe the Torah is not mechayav sreifa, and she would have a din of a regular Bas Yisrael, and she would be Chayiv Skilo Achenek, and therefore the Torah adds in the extra Vav to teach us that the din of a Bas Koyin, that she's Chayiv Sreifa, is not only if her father was a Tam, but even if he was a Balmum. And we learned this Gemara based on Rashi, and Ayin Diad Ramad, that he actually learns a bit different, and he learns that the Gemara's Havmin is that maybe the only time that we say that a Bas Koyin is Chayiv Sreifa is only if she's a Tam, but if she would be a Balmum, maybe she would not be Chayiv Sreifa, Kamash Blon, Basu Bas. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Kiva, and according to Rabbi Kiva that already used the extra vav, how would he know that a bas koyin is chayis sreifa, even if a father is a balmum, or like the Yad Ramah states, even if she is a balas mum? And the Gemara explains that he learns this from the pasuk in Pashas Emor that states, Kedoshim yu lelekechem, v'lo yichalu shem alekechem, ki es ishi Hashem lechem alekechem, he makirivim v'hoyu kodesh nafka, and as Rashi explains, v'hoyu kodesh l'rabbis af balimum l'kdusha, that is ma'abar, that even though a koyin is balmum, he still retains all of his original kedusha, and therefore his daughter will still be chayis sreifa. Or as the Yad Ramah states, that even though the bas koyin is a balas mum, she still retains her kedusha, and she could still eat truma, and therefore she'd be chayis sreifa. However, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel states that we can't learn from that pasuk, as imahi have mina hani milinu al bnei seim loy kamash blon. And as Rashi explains, if we would only have the pasuk of him akriven v'hiu kodesh, then we would say that it's only referring to a koyin himself, that he's nistrabal kedusha, shloi toima hilu psum lavoida yu mutarim l'tamim l'mesim, kamash v'lon, that a male zacha that it becomes a balmum will still be also to be mutam l'mesim. However, one may think that a bas koyin would not be chayiv sreifa, kamash v'lon, and therefore the fear of Bishmal, he needs the extra letter ubas to teach us that she's still chayiv sreifa. And the Gemara now continues, Rabbi Shmuel, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, who based on a mamatzinu taught us that the only time that a bas koyin has a din of sreifa is only if she's in ayim rasa, and not if she's in nesua, and not if she's a pnuya, and he doesn't learn the gzeir shava of a savia. We continue at daftin bezum aleph. So haya savia himchalelus my darish bay. So what is he dashing from the words of a savia himchalelus? And the Gemara explains mebayle luchatanya that he needs this pasuk for the following brisa, as the brisa teaches us her meyoyma. And why did the pasuk have to say the words "esavia himchalelas"? If the pasuk could have stated "ubasish koyin kisechel lidnais ba'ishti sarif," and Rav Meir teaches us she'mahayu noigim beikodesh noigim beichol. Once his daughter is mizana, then even though previously we were noigim beikodesh and we would let him bench first and we would let him speak first, but now we're noigim beichol and we don't give him these honors. Similarly, kava noigim beibizayin and oimer, when we say arish hazu yolad, that curses this person that bore this child, arish hazu gidel, and curses this person that raised this child, and arish yatsa zu mechalotzav. And the Gemara states, Amrav Ashi kumak kuridim rishia bar rishia bafilu rishia bar tzedika, that when we find that someone is a Rasha, that we find that we call the person a Rasha, the son of a Rasha, and we mention their father, even in a scenario where the father was actually a tzaddik, and kumak kaitana, it's going like Rameya, that lemaisa, even though the father didn't do anything wrong, but since his daughter was mizana, we are noigim by bizayin, and we say regarding her father, arish hazu yolad, arish hazu gidel, arish yatsa zu mechalatzav. And before we finish, let us see Rabbeinu Chananel at the top of the Afdun Beis Amalav, that he learns Agamara like the Yad Ramah, and he explains that when Rabbi Shmuel states that we learn out from the word of Bas, vafilu sheyesh ben mumin b'nois koyin hein, and even if she is a Baal's mum, she's still a Bas koyin, therefore she would still be chayiv sreifa. And also let us see Taisis on the Afdun Aleph and Beis, divu maschal hilchasalim shicha, where Taisis brings down a pshat from Rabbeinu Chaim, the loy parach elahecha de ikatati, shehulu mishicha, the gam oisei surah, that the only time that this question is asked in the Gemara is only when the halacha is relevant to the time of Mashiach, and it's also making an issa, kivin leket afkusa elodei issa, ein lifsa kalacha l'mashicha, and as the Taisis Yishanim continues, sheyu kulin tzadikim, as in the time of Mashiach, everyone will be tzadikim, and therefore there's no reason to speak about any issa that's relevant to the time of Mashiach. And finally, let's see Taisis divu mascha l'achiv lei l'achisai, and Taisis bother tema tam leim medichsev hiv lei b'ayla, hiv lei zeymeh, that in the Brice and Afnun Aleph and Aleph, we brought down the Pasuk of Hiv Lei Zeymeh, and why is it that this Brice brought a limud from La'achiv Lei Lachaysai, and Taisis answered Yish Lema, the Imei Hi L'chuda, Lo'av Matin and Zeymen, Mishun Be'in and Kasha Zomam, Kamashmal La'achiv Lei Lachaysai, that if it would be only from the word He, then we would only dashin Hiv Lei Boyla, but we would not dashin Hiv Lei Zeymeh, as ultimately we have a requirement to fulfill Kasha Zomam, and since these Edim want to be Mechayiv Asrefa, so certainly they should be Chayiv Asrefa, and therefore the Pasuk tells us, Kashizom lasted l'achiv v'loy l'achaysai v'ime hasam, and if we'd only have the Pasuk v'loachiv l'achaysai, have mina hani mili hechrim idin nami ala bayil, we may think that the only time that this din applies is only where they testified both against her and against the person that she was mizana with. Therefore, there's a kiyam of l'achiv v'loy l'achaysai as we're giving them the misa that they wanted to give to the bayil and not to her. However, one may have thought that if Aden would come and testify that we know that Rachel, who was a bas koyin, was mizana, but we don't know who she was mizana with, and therefore we're only coming to be mechayev hasreifa, but we're not coming to be mechayev anyone, any other misa, so maybe in that case we would still say that we have to be mechayev kasha zomam, and it would be chayev sreifa, kamash blon, hiv lo zemeh, that the Torah is mechadish, that the only one that receives sreifa based on being mizana is only the bas koyin herself, but the edim zemeh would not be chayev sreifa, instead they would have a chiv, as if they testified against the regular bas Yisrael, and if they testified against the Naim Rasa, then they would be Chayev Skila, and if they testified regarding a Nesua, then they would be Chayev Chenek, and Ayin Yad Ramah, who goes into this point in much more detail, and he does have it sad that if there would be a case where these Edim Zemim originally testified regarding a Bas Koyin, and not regarding the person that was Mizana with her, and for example, they didn't know who she was Mizana with, or he was an Akum, and therefore he would not be Chayev Misa, so potentially the din of Kashizom Alasid La'achiv La'achisa, he doesn't apply, and therefore these Edim Zaymim should be Chayiv Sreifa, or potentially these Edim Zaymim would not be Chayiv at all. And he ends off, U'milsa Tzricha Yuna, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.